Well, we're joined today on the phone by Orla Fallon, who's calling us from Ireland. Orla, hello.
Hi there, Cindy. How are you?
I'm really fine. And it sounds like you are going to be gracing us with your presence here in Dayton in October.
Yes, that's right. I'm actually in Memphis at the moment.
Oh.
I started the tour, and I had a show there last night. We had a fantastic night and a great audience, and I'm really looking forward to coming to Ohio. I was in Cleveland in August. I did a date there, and I'm really looking forward to coming to Dayton. Yeah.
It's going to be on October 2nd at the
That's
Dayton
right.
Art Institute. We're going to talk about that more in a little bit. But first, I sort of want to get to know you a little bit. Many folks may know your name, Orla Fallon, but many folks may not. And you are one of the original members of Celtic Woman that was so, so popular on public television in the U.S.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering, what an experience that must have been. Were you surprised when it just went crazy with the popularity with the audiences?
We were totally blown away by it because we filmed a show in the Helix Theatre in Dublin. It was on September, I think, the 15th or 16th, and I think it was back in 2005 or 2004. And we were told that it was just a once-off thing. We were filming this show for one night only. And little did we think that it would absolutely take off, and it really captured, you know, the hearts of people all over America and really the world over. So I had a fantastic time. I was with the group for 4 years and was on 4 PBS specials for them. And I had a wonderful time, and it was a wonderful experience. You know, I suppose I realized so many of my dreams as a performer with the group Celtic Woman, you know, because I'd always dreamed about playing in Carnegie Hall and, you know, getting a record disc to put on your wall, all of these things that you dream about. So I realized those dreams through Celtic Woman, and it was brilliant.
They just took you around the world, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was unbelievable how quickly, once it aired, it just really took the world by storm. Predominantly in America, first of all, you know, but then we went to Japan and places like South Africa and Europe. Yeah, so it's been a great experience. I've certainly clocked up a lot of air miles over the years.
Well, I'm sure you have. My goodness. So how long have you been out of Celtic Women now?
It'll be 3 years this Christmas. Like, while I loved my time with the group, I was dying to do something as a solo artist. And I think, you know, everybody dreams. It's wonderful being in a group, and I had a lovely, lovely experience. But there was always this little thing, you know, I'd love to do something myself. And now, it was really hard to walk away from something that's so successful. The amount of people who said to me, you're either very crazy or very brave. But, you know, I said, if I didn't do it, because everything was done for you in Celtic Woman, and it was a roller coaster, really, and a steam engine that, you know, it was hugely, hugely successful. To walk away from that was hard. But I've had amazing experiences now as a solo artist. I've done 2 PBS specials myself, and the fans have been incredibly supportive of me since I've departed, and I'm having a great time. And I love doing my live shows, and I love talking and telling stories. And so to get the chance to bring my own stories to the audiences is just fantastic.
Who are you bringing with you when you come on this tour?
Well, I have a fantastic bunch of musicians with me. First of all, I'm so privileged that Dan Shea is the musical director. He does all my arrangements and produces all the records, and he's just brilliant. And I'm very privileged that he's on the road, and he plays the keyboards, plays guitar, he plays bass guitar, he plays the accordion, and he plays pipe, so he's just multi-talented. And then I have a brilliant fiddle player. All the musicians are actually American, but Amberly Rosen, she lights up the stage, and she dances with the fiddle as well, and she's just brilliant on stage. And then I have a fantastic bunch of musicians, a band called Tin Cup Gypsy, and they open for me, but they're also my band during the show. And they're just an amazing bunch. Great fun. There's a great energy on stage. I always say it's like a little cultural melting pot, because I have taught the guys to sing some of the songs in Gaelic, taught it to them phonetically, and likewise, they have taught me some American songs, and we do some American gospel songs, and we get a phenomenal response. And it's a really nice show, a fun-filled show, the kind of show, Cindy, that you can bring a young child, you can bring your granny, and anybody in between, you know. There's something in it for everybody, and we're delighted with the response to
it. Oh, sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. It really is.
Well, in the interim, going back to when you left Celtic Woman, you've done a couple other specials for public television over here. One was Orla Fallon's Celtic Christmas. Was that last year?
That was last year. I actually filmed two PBS specials in the space of 2 weeks.
My goodness.
So I am a bit mad. Any sane person would do one and take a break for a while, but I did one back to back. I went to Nashville and filmed the Celtic Christmas in the Polk Theatre in Nashville. It was a fabulous experience. And then I came home, had one day off, and went straight into production for My Land. And on My Land, we visited some of the places. It's like, you know, what I say to people in the audience when I'm doing the concerts now, it was like an autobiographical journey. You know, it's like the story of my life, the songs and the tunes that have shaped me growing up and as an artist. And also I visited places around Ireland that have very special memories for me. So we got a lovely response to the PBS special, and I sing a lot of the songs from My Land in this live show.
And the show is called My Land, and also there's a CD that's out called My Land as well. Music on there, really pretty music, but also a cross-section music. You've got some American things on there as well, and it's an interesting mix of music on that CD.
Yeah, there's a nice variety. As I said to you, it's like my life story, and like Joni Mitchell's song, Both Sides Now. I have been singing, that's like my party piece from the time I was about six. Where I used to sing that song, I just adore it. I love the way it captures the highs and lows and the joys and sorrows of life. I love the imagery in it, and I love singing it, and I really wanted to put it on the album because it's such a special song to me. Also did Down to the River to Pray. I love some of the old, you know, spiritual songs, and when I sing it in the live concerts, you can see the audiences, their faces just light up with this stuff. I do some American songs, all right, but they're given my own distinctive style and treatment. And I spent so much time over here, Cindy, it was important for me to acknowledge, you know, the friends I have made and the influences that I have picked up on through my travels in the States.
So, and just like you were talking with your band members, you're sharing back and forth, and I'm sure that happens a lot.
Oh, yeah, and that's the way, you know, music lives and breathes, you know, and that's how music continues. It's such an evolving thing, and for years, you know, people passed on songs and tunes. A lot of the songs I sing, a lot of the traditional songs were passed on to me. So, you know, singing some of these American songs that I've picked up along the way on my journey, it's hugely important to me, and it's very fulfilling.
And on the My Land special on PBS, and also the CD, the last track is a live one with the Dubliners and Damien Dempsey, and it's really interesting. Was that a one shot tour, or did they go with you a long way?
No, we filmed the live show in the Royal Hospital in Kilmainham, a beautiful, beautiful building, and the Dubliners just came along for that night, and we just recorded that live on stage, and it was a lot of fun. You know, I grew up, you know, loving their music and hero worshipping them. So to stand on the stage and sing with them, and Damien Dempsey's a great talent, you know. He wouldn't be as well known here in America as he is in Ireland, but he's got a fantastic voice, and the passion in his voice and the passion in his singing, it's infectious. And I had a great time with them. They're a great bunch.
I play his music on my show. He's played on this station anyway.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. I must tell him that. He'd be delighted to hear that.
Well, before I let you go, I know you have many things to do. I just, most of the people I interview, I ask them, how did you start singing? And I've heard that your grandmother played a big part in that. Can you tell us any kind of stories about when you first started singing as a child?
Well, I actually don't ever remember a time that I didn't sing, Cindy. I can remember being very tiny. It's funny, I was only thinking about this the other day. I was only about 3 or 4, and I can remember singing and being able to. I was so small that I could stand up on the back seat of my parents' car and sing away. I never stopped singing, and it was always encouraged. My mother comes from County Kerry, which is in the south of Ireland, and her parents, my grandmother and grandfather, they loved music and songs and stories, my grandmother in particular. So she used to sing around the kitchen and around the house as she was working, and she taught me a lot of songs, and I picked up a lot of songs and stories from her. So yeah, she was hugely influential. I feel very privileged by the background that I had, and you know, it gives me a great sense of pride that I can sing some of the songs, you know, on albums and on stage that she taught me, because she lives on through the songs and the music.
That's just perfect. That's wonderful. And the gift she gave you is with you every day. That's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And she always, I always feel her with me when I sing. Yeah.
I love stories like that. Well, let's say one more time, Orla Fallon and her show. Is the tour called My Land as well?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Orla Fallon and My Land will be performing at the Dayton Art Institute October 2nd, coming up very quickly, and 7:30 p.m. And I'll be giving folks more information about how to get tickets in a few minutes. But I want to thank you for calling. Even though you're not calling from Ireland, you're calling from Memphis. That's okay. I want to thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much, Cindy. It was lovely talking to you, and I look forward to seeing all the lovely people in Dayton at the gig on the 2nd of October.
Super. Well, you have a good trip.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Bye-bye.